Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Maple Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. I have on the line with me the President and CEO, Matthew Horner. I also have the VP of Exploration, Fred Spiedel. We're going to recap some of the recent news, mostly focused on the completion of the just over 6,000-meter drill program at the Douay Gold Project. First, over to you, Matthew. Can you just provide a general overview of how the program ran in terms of costs and time frame, please?
Yeah, thank you, and nice to talk to you today, Corey. We have progressed everything on time, under budget, at site. On to the fun results.
Yeah, on to the fun results. But Fred, I want to move over to you and talk about first just a general overview of this drill program for 2019 that was just completed. There was a fairly significant management change about a year and a half ago, and that included when you came into the project and the company. You guys came in shortly before that 2018 drill program, but after that 2018 drill program, the company's come up with a new 3D model, which is really a new look at this overall project. When you guys came into the company, there was already a defined resource that had been worked on by a couple companies. Now, with the 2019 drill program and your team being able to take a slightly different look at this overall project, can you share with us how that has impacted and what that means for this drill program?
I'd say that the new 3D model that we have is a really important framework within which we can set our ideas and targets. And we've used that quite extensively, in particular to update our structural model. And we believe that structural controls on gold mineralization are quite important. So in essence, beyond placing our drill holes on plans in section, as was done in the past, we actually have the ability of modifying the position and the orientation and so on of the holes to optimize our ability to test the targets and their extensions as we want to do in the program. So it's been a very important contribution.
So Matthew, back over to you. From what I understand, this whole strategy is to really go out there and find kind of new deposits or deposits that can be tied into the current resource areas?
Some yes, and some connecting the higher grade clusters to show how the continuity of the project comes together. And some is to see what else is on our ground. We're getting a really, really good handle on Douay, and it happens to be improving as we continue drilling. We're not just doing that, though. We have such an incredible land package on an incredible fault, Cassowary Fault, that it would be kind of reckless for us not to do something in those areas.
So, Fred, one thing that Matthew and I have talked about is that this drill program is very much more exploration focused. But the way I understand it is there is kind of a twofold aspect here. The first that I want to talk about is following up on some very nice results from the 2018 drill program. One of the holes, I remember it bottoming in about 21 grams per ton of mineralization. What would you say was the balance between going after some of these old drill holes that had nice mineralization, but then also extending outside of the known resource area?
Yeah, the focus of the 2019 drill program was essentially to follow up on earlier intercepts, whether they be from 2018 drill program or earlier, that were significantly higher than deposit average grade. So one of the areas that we focused on was Mica, which in 2018, where we found new zones, and in particular, higher than deposit average grade. And the same thing in Porphyry. We also had a number of intercepts there that were significantly higher grade than expected for that particular area. And with regard to the last hole that you mentioned, yes, indeed, there was one hole there that bottomed in 21.1, and we really wanted to deepen that. That particular hole is located on the western edge of Mica, so it's in a quite important area. And we were lucky enough to be successful in deepening it by another 114 meters or so, and found that from a geological observation perspective, that what we encountered in that hole was quite encouraging. So we're anxious to see the results for that hole deepening.
as I am too as a shareholder. So I think it makes sense that some of these targets, obviously defined by past drill results, especially the high grade past drill results. But what about some of these new targets? What are you looking at in terms of stepping out from some of the known resource, and how did you go about isolating some of these targets?
Yeah, I think as we've mentioned before, in the both 2018 and 2019 drill program, we do have what we call a discovery model, so that we're not only focusing on continuing to advance the resource area, but we're also continuing to have a certain focus on defining, working, exploring in exploration areas that have less information. So, for instance, this one area that came out of our 3D modeling is located about 1 kilometer south of the southern limit of the porphyry zone. Very little drilling in that area, yet there's a number of cyanate intrusions and contact style of mineralization that I hadn't looked at in the historical holes before we drilled that area, and found that in a general sense, the geological characteristics of the mineralization there is quite similar to what we observe in porphyry zone. And the historical holes had hit some fairly high grade, narrow intercepts, yes, but high grade from 2 to 17 grams per ton. And there was no follow up on those intersections. So we put two holes in that area. And again, it looked quite interesting. And we're quite hopeful that we should be able to get some interesting results for that area.
So it really sounds like this 2019 program is testing out a number of different targets for a number of different reasons, but all with the goal of essentially making a new discovery, one that is higher grade. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think if we have success in what we call the exploration target, there's a fairly large area that then becomes open to additional drilling, because the nearest hole to the west of this area is at about 1,400 meters away, and the nearest hole to the east is 400 meters away. So that's a large volume of essentially untested rock that we could follow up on should we get some positive results.
All right, Fred, let's also talk about this IP survey that is underway to the east and to the northeast of the resource area. IP surveys, I know that you need to do them. They give you some idea of what might be underground in terms of resources and geology. What do you hope comes out of this IP survey? What will you be watching most closely?
I think the model we were using for the area to the east of the Douay resource is quite similar to vasostyle mineralization, in the sense that we get disseminated pyrite, which is reflected in increased chargeability, and also silicification, which is reflected in increased resistivity. So the other thing is that past or historical IP surveys had a very difficult time penetrating conductive cover, and nowadays the current technology allows us to go to quite significant depths. So this IP survey that we're talking about is actually complete. And we were able to get very high quality data that sees to 400 meter depths. And most of the drilling in that particular area, there's actually very sparse historical drilling, is significantly shallower than that. So it's quite the results are quite encouraging.
Okay, Fred, just one more comment from you. Can you break down exactly how large this project is? We've talked about some of these step out or new exploration holes that are over a kilometer away from the resource area. What are we looking at in terms of overall project, though?
The current resource area, as defined by the conceptual pits from the Micon 2018 work, is about 6 kilometers by one in length, in strike length, by about 1.8 kilometers wide. But that does not include the resource area that I just mentioned. That's 1 kilometer south of this resource area. So there's still a number of additional exploration areas that we need to continue testing that may continue to expand the actual resource area. Another thing that I wanted to point out is that last year we focused most of our drilling, pretty well all of our drilling, in the Nika and Porphyry areas, whereas this year we also did some drilling in the 531 zone and, of course, the exploration area we just mentioned.
So, Matthew, wrap us up with just a general comment regarding the drilling that's underway, regarding the overall strategy of the company, moving this large project forward that already has a fairly sizable resource.
Well, we're at a point of in the season now that we've completed the work that has been funded. We are waiting on assays. We'll be doing some work in the field over the summer, but not any more drilling. The expensive work that we've already funded and paid for is done. Now it gets to the outlook on the resource estimate update, which may include these additional results we're coming up with. And then we'll, continue our discussions with all of our potential partners. And I think everybody's waiting on the sidelines to see what these drill results show. And then things start getting pretty interesting over the next 60, 90 days.
All right, Matthew, Fred, I do appreciate that update on Maple Gold Mines. It's exciting when you do have some assays in the lab and you are waiting for those results. Matthew, Fred, thanks again for your time today.